Well, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. A beautiful Wednesday afternoon in St. Charles, Missouri. We are at the Ruler Foods, and we're on West Clay Street. I love this Ruler Foods. We have one, Ryan, the one that Ryan and I separately attend, is in Collinsville, Illinois.
We call each other sometimes in the morning.
That I don't answer the phone when he calls me.
Yeah. What are you going to wear? What are you going to wear to Ruler?
That doesn't happen. But when you go shopping at Ruler Foods, I hear this every time we do one of these diaper drives or we do the food drive. People come in here like, I've never been before, but I love this. They love the experience of coming to Ruler Foods. And the whole purpose of coming here is because you care about the money that you make and you care about saving money, which is made simple when you come to Ruler Foods. So if you haven't been to one yet, I invite you to come out to the St. Charles one. I will be out here until 3 o'clock. And then after that, Princess Storm is going to be broadcasting on Hot 104.1. So the party continues. We have a ton of diapers out here, and we have a pocket full of cash that people have dropped off to donate, and we're going to go shopping in here with the cash that we've been given to get as many more diapers as we possibly can. Ryan Wiggins, are you excited to do that?
As always, I am excited to do a whole bunch of supermarket sweep style shopping.
Yes.
This time, though, when we do the food drive, it's a little more of a variety. This time, I know right where to go. Makes it very easy.
You don't think diapers are a variety? You can get different sizes. Different.
Yeah. Princess Storm is here to give you crap. I'm so happy.
I don't really appreciate that. Usually I'm the one doing that.
That's why she's here. You need to even the playing field out a little bit. The diaper drive is Princess Storm's diaper drive from Hot 104.1, our sister station. So she is out here to help facilitate this, of course, and we are out here to help her and support her and her cause. Is it all diapers that you need?
Yes, all diapers.
Wipes?
All diapers. Mostly the bigger sizes, like 6, fives, because children stay in those a little bit longer. We appreciate everything. You know,
yes.
We appreciate the small sizes, but if you get the 6 and 5s, those really, really help a lot of families. And also, if you're in need of any diapers, you can just pull up to the diaper bank or one of their many locations around the St. Louis area. All you have to do is let them know whatever brand you need, whatever size you need, and you can take home a pack every week.
Oh,
it's really that simple. It's no money needed. You don't have to have an ID. You don't have to go in and fill out paperwork. You literally just stop in and get what you need.
Is there a better example, Ryan, of what we would look at on 97.1 is true conservatism in action of people with the means. And the means doesn't have to be like the gentleman who came in here and handed us this envelope of $1,000 in cash.
Yeah.
That's baller at first. But that's also so incredibly generous that if you're in a position to do something like that. But we also have people who are coming in here handing us $5.
Everything. We
everything counts.
Everything. $1, $5, $10. It makes a difference.
If you go to the Annie Fry Twitter account, at Annie Fry Show, you will see the link directly to donate. If you can't make it out here, this is how you can participate and be a part of it. Princess Storm is trying to raise $5,000. On that goal, you are up to $719.71.
Yeah, but you know what? My goal is 100,000 diapers this year. And that's about 2,000 families the entire year. I'm pretty sure we already matched that goal.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're so close.
2,000 families would have diapers for a year?
Mm-hmm.
2,000 families.
That's amazing.
In
I didn't know that.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
And if you think about, too, if you think about the area that we cover with Hot 104.1 mm-hmm. at Odyssey and the area that we cover with 97.1, mm-hmm. we're covering a lot of people in the greater St. Louis area right now that are going to hear this message. And being able to partner with you, Princess Storm, and being able to have 97.1 in locked arms with Hot 104.1, it's a really powerful thing. And this is what I was kind of leading to you, Ryan, about, is that in order for us to put our political jabber that we talk about every day into action, we have to show up when we see a need, and we actually have to participate in it. And that requires action, not just words. And this is a perfect example of where you can help somebody who's right here, who needs a package of diapers, who needs to know that this is something that they don't have to worry about right now. And the 97.1 audience seems to really, really resonate with that message.
I think, you know, we've talked about how much better it is when you can do things privately, you know, not through the government. I think part of that is there's something psychological about that just as much, too. It's not just a financial thing. That if you receive something from the government, it's almost like you just got this thing from a monolith. There's no real thankfulness. There's no real gratitude for it. It's just like, well, this is what you did because this is what you had to do. This is why you exist in my eyes. But when it's a private organization, or in this case, a whole bunch of people coming together, and you know that people individually donated that thing. I mean, this is something very tangible with diapers, that if you're on the receiving end of that, you know that this is somebody in your community that decided to go to the store and buy those for you. That's very different. I think there's a sense of gratitude that comes with that.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm holding in my hands, we're approaching in cash alone $2,000 that people have dropped off today. I have a check for $500. There is money coming in on the donation link for folks who cannot get here, where you can go to Annie Fry Show on Twitter. You can also go to YouTube and find our live broadcast that we're on right now. There's a link in the description of that video as well. We are up to $719.71. I'd really like to get that to 1,000 before we turn it over to Princess Storm and her broadcast, as Hot 104.1 will take over here at 3 o'clock. So come to your St. Charles Ruler Foods. Come shop in Ruler Foods. Do your grocery shopping here. Just poke around and see what Ruler Foods is all about. We love partnering with them. They've been so generous with us in our ability to make this possible. And you know, just be a part of something really important. But there are some things you shouldn't do while you're here. And Ryan is here to tell you those things that you shouldn't do, and also that you're not going to do when you supermarket sweep Ruler Foods here at the end of the show.
Well, I haven't promised that. I sort of like to live above the law, but
is it above or below?
I don't know.
Above. I think above is
above
right.
The law.
Above is right.
I often read Delish. We all read Delish magazine.
He's you know? Full of crap.
No, I love that I got you to agree with it, though.
Princess Storm is.
I said it on the radio, so you had to go.
Like, what are we going here?
As usual, I open up the Delish in the morning, and amazingly,
it's the worst radio show ever.
I saw today 7 things you should never do at the grocery store, and I thought I'm going to be at a grocery store today.
Oh. Is one of them broadcast your radio
one
show?
One of them is do not broadcast a midday talk show.
We're breaking that,
which
we're
is fine for Princess Storm. We though are a midday talk show, so we're breaking
crazy.
Number one. Number two. Leave items where they don't belong, especially perishables.
But like if you pick something up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these are real rules. Don't pick things up and then put them back. It's tempting if you see something later, you go, oh, I actually don't need this. I need that.
I don't do that.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I don't do that.
Good, because Delish says don't.
Yeah.
Delish.
Don't do that.
Are you sure it's not Delish?
Delish is how we pronounce it. The second one is don't use an express lane when you have too many items.
How many is too many items? Does it say how many items is express lane these days, or is there a default?
Express is like 20 or less.
20 or less?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking 10.
It's going to say at your grocery store, because it's different at every store.
Yeah.
But do you ever do this?
Do you ever squeeze 22 items in the
No.
Yes.
Yeah, KMJ.
Heck
he's
yes,
like, yes,
KMJ.
I do.
Thank you.
Yes, I do.
I'm a good person.
How far will you push the limits, KMJ?
About 5, maybe
25.
Yeah, 25.
And I'll go toe. I'll be like, this person has more.
If you have 6 yogurts, but they're in a one, they're attached to each other. 6 items or 1 item?
That's
one.
Because it's attached. You're paying for one.
What if you break them all up?
What if you have 3 2-liter bottles?
Three.
That's three. Okay. I agree with both of those.
Yeah.
See, the problem is so many stores have gone to self-checkout that if you're waiting longer than a minute or two, you're like, look, I'm just going to do the self-checkout. But a lot of those stores are still doing the 20 items or less. So you're kind of caught.
I don't think that I prefer self-checkout, do you prefer self-checkout, Princess?
I do.
Yeah, I definitely do. I'm good. I'll just scan it. But I'm not even looking anymore if it's an express lane.
I don't care.
Yeah, I'm a KMJ. I do not care either.
Care.
Okay, good.
And I'm going to be faster at that than the average bear anyway. So
18
I'm
years
going.
Of customer service experience right here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, that's real authority that you're speaking from.
Exactly.
Do you have a badge? I need you
I
to have
to.
A badge.
I used to.
You just kind of pull your coat to the side
I've been
and be
here
like,
before.
Yes, I know what I'm doing. I'm official. I got 25 items, but it's okay.
At 17 years, they give you the badge.
Right.
He retired at 18.
Right after that.
Block aisles
it's
with
like
your card.
Trying to earn your pension.
Don't, yeah.
You
but they just give you a laminated card. Don't block aisles with your cart. Don't do this.
My son, 14, God love him. I make him push the cart. I'm trying to teach him these basic things. He was in the, we were in an aisle, and he was waiting for me, and he, like, intentionally positioned the cart perpendicular, and I was, like, getting something off the shelf,
and was blocking
and I turned around, and there was, like, six people in a row behind him.
Oh.
And I'm like, Charlie, what are you doing?
No.
And he goes, oh, I didn't notice. And I'm like,
yeah, I have road rage.
How do you not notice? But that's a 14-year-old.
Which
boy.
Side do you stand on? Do you stand on the left side or the right side when you're going down and out?
It's just like
this
driving
a car. America.
American driving.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm on the right.
What are you doing?
I go wherever I need the item.
Hey, this is 97.1. You know what side we ride our
on. You know what's funny, though? When I was in Japan, you know, they drive on the opposite side of the road, so everybody walks that way, too.
On the street.
And it's so busy that I'm used to walking on the right side, and I'm bumping. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
My mom hates it. I go on the other side. I'm like, well, I need this. I'm over here. And she's like, that's not grocery store etiquette.
You leave your cart over there, and then you cross over on foot to the left side.
I have to take my things with me.
What's going to happen to them?
I don't know.
They're 2 feet away from you. On the other side, the appropriate
Someone's
side.
Someone's going to take my...
She didn't know that the next item is don't leave your cart unattended.
No, now we're in trouble. Now what do we do?
Yeah.
You got to put your foot on the cart while you reach across the aisle to get the thing.
You have to take your cart with you at all times.
Or it gets lonely. The next one is don't ask to cut in line because you only have a few items. But it's, you know what? It's really cool when somebody offers this up. Do you take it if somebody offers it?
Before,
yes.
Before I say this.
I have a four-year-old. We have
Would you do this? Would you say, I only got a few. Can I go ahead of you?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. Because my question was going to be, who would do that?
One to three items, I'm going to ask. Because, and I see you have a cart full.
Yeah.
For speed. Again, efficiency, purposes.
How hard are you judging these people after, like, no?
Have they ever told you no? Have they told you no?
No.
They always say yes.
Yes. I'm quick. Purposeful. I have my badge. I'm purposeful. I come through. Yeah. I know what I'm here for.
It's official business.
You're
going to
be putting
aside.
Items back. I'm coming in for my three.
What if they've already got the stuff on the belt?
That's a personal problem at that point.
I need to shop with you. Are you for hire?
No kidding.
I'll pay you.
I think at that point, I'm okay with a no. Although I never ask. I have offered it up before. And almost every time somebody says, thank you, yeah.
When you said, ask to go in front, I was going to say, who does that? But we know, it's KMJ.
Yeah,
it's
me.
Do you do that? Would you do that?
No, so I do this, right? If someone's taking very long and they have like a couple items and they're like the cart's not working or they're trying to use a coupon, I'm like, I'll just pay for it, go. Like, just go.
Please.
Like, I want you to leave. Like, I want you to move out my way. I'll do that.
We just got another
$100.
Ben Franklin here to put in my pocket. You were going to have a fun time buying diapers in Ruler Foods here in just a second.
Yeah.
We should record.
They put them
generous.
Right inside the door, so I'm going to go, here we go, and stop.
Yeah. We're putting everything on this list to the test at Ruler Foods today.
I think we're going to do it. We'll do it starting, not this segment, but at the next break.
Okay.
Not this break, but the next break. We'll send you in there, and we'll take a camera and follow you.
Okay. And you should record him in slow motion.
People on the... He is in slow motion. He is slow motion. We'll have to speed it up.
Record it in fast motion. It'll be like a Charlie Chaplin film.
If you want to join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can do that. And you'll be able to see as we go shopping for some diapers here shortly. Did you have any more of these before we wrap that you needed to get through?
I need to tell you one more.
Okay, let's have it.
Don't eat your food before paying.
Oh!
KMJ?
No, I will never do that. I've seen people eat grapes. Oh, my God.
Oh, you can't do that.
That's weight. Isn't that by weight?
Yeah, by weight.
But if it's a package and you're going to pay for the package, like if you get a box of something or some
Snickers,
you know, it's going to be the same price regardless.
No. Did you pay for those oatmeal pies before you open them?
I can't comment on that.
Okay. Did you?
Somebody else bought these for me,
but they
and
were
I'm
paid
gracious.
For.
Yes, they were paid for.
Are you opening stuff for your kid?
Yes, I open stuff for my kid. I open stuff for myself. I eat. I'll pay for it.
The official with the badge behind you has disappointment.
We'll eat sandwiches, chips.
Sandwiches? Are you making sandwiches?
Sandwiches.
Go get the mayo. It's in aisle three.
You know, they have like the pre-made little roll-up, little, we just take it, eat a Lunchable.
So you're just keeping intact the UPC.
Yeah.
So you can scan it, and you're good. Has anyone ever told you, ma'am, you can't do that?
No.
Have you ever been shopping with KMJ?
Customer service representative for 18 years.
While I don't agree with you, delicious spoken.
All right. Well, we appreciate that, Ryan. Thank you so much. Broadcasting live today from the St. Charles Ruler Foods for Princess Storm's Diaper Drive. We've partnered with Hot 104.1, our sister station at Odyssey St. Louis, and we're so grateful. The turnout has been fantastic. Here comes Brad walking in again with more big, big boxes of diapers.
All right.
Two men in a truck.
Two men in a truck is here as well to help support us in this effort. We've got a big wad of cash that Ryan Wiggins is going to go spend on diapers here at Ruler Foods. You can also donate online. If you go to the Annie Fry Show Twitter account, if you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel in the description of today's live broadcast, both of those places have the link to donate directly if you can't make it out. We would love to continue adding to the support, the overwhelming support so far today that's going to continue on after we get done at 3 p.m. with Princess Storm's live broadcast on Hot 104.1. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Find my coffee. I sent my coffee down here. I've been up and down so many times. So many people coming out to the Ruler Foods diaper drive that we have out here. We're in St. Charles. It's a beautiful day. And you guys, did you notice how nice that parking lot still looks from the first time we were out
yeah.
here?
I didn't even notice it, which means it looks nice.
I knew where to park.
Yeah,
it was
very,
all nice and lined.
Very nice. Our online donation has now gone up to $819.71. We're trying to get that as full as we can before Princess Storm takes over for her live broadcast at 3 o'clock. So her goal online is $5,000, and we're up to $819.71. You can go to the Annie Fry Show. It's at Annie Fry Show on X or Twitter. You can also go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel in the description of today's live broadcast, and it is located right there in the description, the link, so you can donate directly. We have a big wad of cash, and we need to get Ellen to figure out like what direction we should go in Ruler Foods, because we're going to go in with that cash, and we're going to make a big purchase of diapers here from Ruler Foods before the show is over, and then we will show you the mountain of diapers that continue to flood in the doors. It's just a really fun thing to be a part of, because seeing your generosity, it's heartwarming. And we talk about I don't want to say that what we talk about on a daily basis with news is not a happy thing, but there's always a lot at stake. And you know, we got an election in 41 days. A lot can change with that election. A lot can change with that election. So there's a lot of trepidation about what's going to happen. But in the meantime, just think if you could do a pack, if you could make an effort to donate a package of diapers or to show up once a week or something on the way there, you warm your heart, you help people in need, and it all goes to the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank. I just really enjoy these days. It's kind of like recharging for what we do on a regular basis.
Yeah, and even if you can't come out, I mean, my hope is that you listen to the radio, at least it sounds fun, you know, because this is something good that's happening today. And as Annie said, it is sometimes hard to look around and go, hey, there's some good stuff happening. You know, so this is a day where we get to go, hey, there's a good thing happening today. We do invite you to participate. You know, you can do that online. You can find the link and you can donate there. Or you can come to Ruler Foods in St. Charles and donate diapers, as so many have. But hopefully one way or another, you're going to walk away encouraged.
Yeah, Brad, you've been with us since we've been doing this, and being able to see all the work that goes into a regular show. We come out and broadcast live somewhere, and it's a whole different animal. You hope everything goes according to plan. And in the midst of everything that we're putting together and planning, it's successful. And in the meantime, we have to do a successful broadcast.
Yeah, we do the broadcast. I mean, to me, I think the success is the people coming in and giving of themselves and donating the diapers and coming together over a good cause. I mean, I know that like we feel like we can be the draw sometimes, but it's really not that. We're just trying to link people up with other people to do something great. And whenever you come out here and you look around and you see everybody getting together, it really just kind of warms my heart. I mean, we talked earlier in the show, times are tough and people are still, they're like, hey, you know, times are tough. I had one lady that was donating. She said, I've been there. I sat there. I know what it was like. And because she remembered that, she was like, I'm going to see if I can't alleviate that and help somebody else so they don't have to experience what I experienced. There was actually a couple people that I've heard say that today, and that's just really exciting to hear and see.
I'm looking at my messages right now, and I always forget to do this in the busyness of a show like today. But I just got a message from the Diamond Shop, and they would like us to send the link to the folks at the Diamond Shop because they want to make a donation, which is very exciting. We've had a lot of people come by and make sizable donations in cash and checks and everything, and it's just an overwhelming show of support from local St. Louisans to help local St. Louis families, moms, those people who have those babies that they need to care for. So to the Diamond Shop, thank you for stepping up and making that donation. We're not going to a break quite yet, but when we do, Ryan is going to get ready to go out and shop, and we want to make sure that we know the direction where Ryan can go make the most bang for his buck or for your bucks, because did we get a total? Did somebody tell you a total?
No, I haven't seen the total yet.
$1,875. We have $1,875 in cash of diapers that we're about to. KMJ is silent clapping. Yeah. Let's all clap with him. That's fantastic. We got a lot of people out here who are hanging out and watching us as we do the show. So we're going to do a little bit of supermarket sweep with Ryan Wiggins in Ruler Foods, and we're going to find out how many diapers that we can buy for that to send directly to St. Louis area, the St. Louis Diaper Bank. Before we do that, you know how I love Ms. Manners.
I do.
This is mostly for your help.
Great.
I'm curious. This is. I have friends who are prone to do. I don't know about this specifically, but dogs, pets that go places with people.
Okay.
We're not
service animals.
We're not talking service animals. Let's get that out of the way right away. Dear Miss Manners, my husband and I, along with a friend, pre-purchased hard to get opera tickets. We've looked forward to attending for many months. However, we just learned that our companion intends to bring her extremely unruly comfort poodle.
Comfort poodle.
Not only to the opera, but also to a lovely restaurant for dinner beforehand. This dog is hyperactive and annoying. It is not a service animal. Just straight to the point. Hyperactive and annoying. It is not a service animal that our friend needs for seeing or hearing. Now that we know the dog is going, we want to bow out of the engagement, but would prefer to do it in the least hurtful way. Should we simply say we won't go if the dog comes along? How do you handle that when you're going to the opera, Ryan Wiggins?
First of all, a dog can appreciate Don Giovanni as much as a human. Second, the way to handle this, though, because this is not just, oh, my dog's going to the opera. This is you participating.
Mm-hmm.
What breed is it?
Poodle.
Poodle.
See, I support poodle.
I think that you start with, like, if you ask a qualifying question ahead of time, you can kind of get away. Like, you go, oh, I love that your dog's coming. What breed is it? And if they say poodle, you go, oh, no, that's the one breed I'm allergic to.
Which is funny.
So you lie.
Yeah, right. Because they're not, they're hypoallergenic dogs.
It's a special kind of allergic.
But that's one way to do it, is to come up with some excuse like, poodles. I got some, like, post-traumatic stress with poodles. Unfortunately, that one breed.
When I was a child.
Thank you so much, sir.
A toy poodle attacked me. And
So you make up a story? When they're like, we don't care?
Then you go, okay, I guess I'll go to dinner in the opera with you and your dog.
You're going to the opera with the dog.
I guess in a sense, I'd rather go to an opera with a dog than without a dog.
As if it was something you'd been really looking forward to.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's a experience you can just replace.
I don't, you might be surprised to hear this.
I can guarantee you I'm about to not be surprised.
The opera is not something I do regularly.
Yeah, I was right.
I mean, I did name drop my favorite show, but it's not something that my wife and I frequent, the opera. So to have somebody,
maybe she likes opera.
Who's not me? Like, that's what's great about this. I wouldn't have to be the one doing this.
Some other man should take your wife.
Somebody
to the
else?
Opera?
No. That's not what I'm saying either.
Kind of sounds like it.
The couple that you're going with is bringing their dog.
Yeah.
That makes the show entertaining to me, because now I get to watch people around me try to deal with the fact that this couple sitting next to me has a dog at the opera. Now I'm interested in going.
All right. Now let's go to Pastor Brad.
Morally, how do you feel about dogs at the opera?
Are you going to hire Ryan Wiggins to litigate this?
No,
for
I'm not going to let somebody lie for me. And because lying's wrong, I'm going to tell them straight away, I ain't going to that opera. Which is good. I mean, I'm a dog person. I'm a huge dog person. But there, you don't take your dog to the opera. You don't take your dog to the opera. You don't take your dog to dinner. I don't care if it's an emotional support animal or whatever. You don't do it, because you got to be respectful of other people.
If it's a legit service dog, it can go.
Yeah, but this isn't that.
No, because according to the writer here, the dog is hyperactive and annoying.
Yes. And it's like to Ryan talking about you got this poodle at the opera, and I just am imagining the dog joining in at some point. And it's like, no, you're going to ruin that for everybody, and I don't want to be the person sitting next to you while your dog is being annoying and everybody's staring at you because that. So I think I just tell him straight up, I'm not interested in going if your dog's going.
Do you tell the person that you're not going to go, or do you tell the person that your dog is not going to go? Because I don't think saying I'm not going to, like when you say I'm not going to go if your dog goes.
Who bought the tickets?
Then people, it says they, along with a friend, pre-purchased tickets.
Okay,
so it
yeah.
makes it seem like they equally went in on it. If you bought the tickets, you're like, that dog's not going
yeah,
to
that
the opera.
Yeah, that dog's not going.
But if you're all in an equal share in, don't you have to say, I really don't feel comfortable going to the opera with your dog. Is there a way? Yeah. Can't you just say the straight, honest thing first?
Yes.
Like, it makes me uncomfortable to go to the opera along with your poodle. So could we leave the poodle at home? If you need somebody to watch the dog, I will.
Is the couple saying that it's an emotional support animal? Like, maybe they don't have it registered, but they're saying this is why the dog's going? Or they just like taking the dog?
Well, the letter to Miss Manor says, however, we just learned that our companion intends to bring her extremely unruly. And then the word comfort is in quotes. Poodle.
Okay.
Miss Manor's answers, while it would be rude to renege on the commitment you made to attend, absent an illness or other force, people do make mistakes. See if you can change your tickets, then apologize to your friend that you are actually attending on a different date. Otherwise, you are going to have to get sick, which Miss Manor sees as the least bad choice. I disagree with her. I think you should say straight up.
Yeah.
I don't want to go. I really don't feel comfortable going with your dog.
I don't want to go to the opera with you and your dog.
Why? That? Yeah.
I didn't know it was an option to tell people that you wanted to go to the opera with their dog. So in the future, now I'm only going to go.
You invite Rosie next time we go.
Yeah,
somewhere?
Like if you next time you're like, hey, me and Jared are going to the opera. You and Katie should come, which you guys do all the time. I'm going to say only if your dog's coming because I'm bored.
Because you don't want to go to the opera.
I don't want to go to the opera.
Yeah.
But if you bring an emotional support turtle, I'm there.
You're going to put it all on Rosie. I see how it is. All right. We're broadcasting live from the St. Charles Ruler Foods, and the diapers continue to flood in. The cash donations have continued to flood in. We've gotten a few more cash donations since we told you the number of $1,875. I think we might be close to $2,000 right now in diapers. So I'm going to do an irresponsible thing here. And Ryan?
Yay, diaper money.
Here's a wad of cash. You can go into Ruler Foods right now, and we will follow you with a camera here, and we will
for accountability.
For accountability, that's exactly right. We'll see what we can do here to really maximize your charity, your generosity out for the 97.1 audience. Princess Storm is here. This is her diaper drive, and we are so glad to be a part of it, to partner with Hot 104.1, our sister station, online, Annie Fry Show on Twitter, also on the YouTube live chat, live broadcast right now. On both of those places is the link to donate directly if you can't make it out of here. We were trying real hard to get her over $1,000 to her $5,000 goal before she takes over. We are at $919.71.
Oh, somebody can do it.
So we're real close to getting that over $1,000 on the online link. We've got about $2,000 in cash in hand right now. We've got two mounds of diapers over here. Here someone's waving another $20 bill. We're getting real close
Thank you.
Here. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. The diaper drive continues at Ruler Foods. We're here till 3 p.m. Come say hi to Princess Storm after 3 p.m. and keep the kindness, the generosity, and the care flowing on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon in St. Louis. We'll be right back. On air, I think. Ethan, we're back on air, right? I can do it. I can
that
do
we
it.
Are.
We've got so many irons in the fire right now, and we are so excited to be able to do what we're doing right now to get all of these diapers, and boxes continue to flood in. They're overflowing. And the good news is that Princess Storm picks up at 3 o'clock
yes.
and continues to
till
broadcast.
Five. So yeah, she stays till 5.
Brad, set the stage for what we've experienced today so far.
So I have done a little bit of radio, but mostly I've been meeting people who have come in. You can't really see it from here, from this angle, but maybe if I move my camera over that direction, you can see the big stack of diapers that we have over there. And then a little bit farther to
There's
my
Princess
right.
Storm.
Yeah, Princess Storm and Steve. And what we've got is a huge stack of diapers sitting off to my right, Annie's right. People have come in. Ryan's got a huge stack of cash, and he is shopping for diapers right now.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing is people coming in and giving of themselves and helping. I don't know. This to me is like one of the most pro-life things that we do. I mean, if we say people are going to need to have babies, we want people to have babies, then we need to come alongside and partner with you in helping you raise those babies. And part of help you raise those babies is putting diapers on those babies' bottoms. And it just is one small way of being practical in this and doing that. And so I'm looking over here and I'm just seeing, I don't know, thousands of diapers, stacks and stacks of diapers just filling up and overflowing. People are running out of room to walk into the store.
And then we're going to hand it over to Princess Storm, and you're going to be broadcasting at 3 o'clock, right?
Yes, all the way until 5 p.m.
Perfect.
I'm excited.
What do you think so far?
What do I think? I think you're awesome. I think the Fry Guys are awesome.
They're
I think
doing
the fannies
job.
Are awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
More cash coming in here. Here's Jerrica from the diaper bank.
Jerrica. Now, Jerrica can speak facts. Come on. I don't know all the facts. Every, what, 1 in 2 families struggle every year? We're providing diapers.
We'll get her on a headset over here.
I don't know all the facts. She's the person with the answers and everything. But
we had Jerrica on a little bit earlier to tell you all to come out to the St. Charles Ruler Foods to support this event. But again, we've talked about this before. You might not have heard if you've tuned in here recently. But the ability for us at Odyssey St. Louis, Odyssey is the radio company that we work for, for us to be able to partner between Hot 104.1 and Princess Storm, and she manages that brand over there, and 97.1, they're probably unlikely partners, a lot of people would think, but that's the completely wrong way to think about it. The idea that you are out there and you have the ability to listen to the station and to show up in someone's time of need and make a difference, even if it's a $5 difference, or we've been literally handed $1,000 in cash today. The partnerships, these are the important partnerships that need to happen. Yeah. And, I mean, we're making a difference in people's lives that are right here. I mean, people who listen to your show or my show, these are people who can benefit from this, and there's no reason why these partnerships can't happen more often.
Yeah, I just told Annie, and her manager's here, so I can say this loud and proud. Annie needs to be out more. Annie needs to come out at least like once a month or once a quarter, because her fans, her listeners love her. They want to see her. They want to connect with her. They want to feel her. So whatever we have to do to get Annie and the Fry Guys out.
It's probably Ryan Williams,
we
actually.
Make sure we do
that. They want to see if he's a real person. Like, is this legitimate? It's legitimate. That's the real deal.
Yeah, but no, it's great.
We love to come out because our 97.1 has always, historically, I've been working with 97.1 since the early winter, January, February of 2009, and I've just seen over the course of...
How many years is that?
15?
I'll be 15 in October.
There you go.
Oh, my God. We're like synced in a little bit.
You mean like years with the company, right? You're not going to be 15.
With the brand.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah, with the brand.
Maybe.
I've seen 97.1 just show up every time they are given the opportunity to show up. And it's just, it's very heartwarming. And we need to do everything we can to make these possibilities come to fruition. Our YouTube poll for today, I'll ask you this, Princess Storm. We have all talked about this already, but the question that we're asking our audience is, have you felt the financial pain of higher prices? And we were all like, yes, definitely, prices seem to be higher everywhere you go. I was wondering if you've noticed that yourself.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't want to answer this question out loud. I mean, yes, I have felt the difference, but I'm also a person who goes with the flow.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to come back. So I don't even worry or think about it. I just kind of live in the moment a little bit. Like, I randomly bought a dog a week ago. Like, I literally thought about it Monday. The dog was with me on Saturday.
What kind of dog?
I have a golden doodle.
Would you take that dog to the opera?
I don't go to the opera, but...
I don't know if you were in here for that segment, but we just talked about
it. I was like, why are they talking about dogs? I was like, what? But no. I'll take... My dog's a puppy, so he can't even leave the house yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's something that a lot of people... It depends on where you are in life, but you're going to feel those higher prices sooner if money is tighter. Diapers is certainly where you can't skimp on diapers. You've talked about this a lot. But Ruler Foods, just a big shout out between the two of us for Ruler Foods for making this possible. A wonderful grocery store to shop at. My family shops at Ruler Foods. We basically measure how much you can save by Jack's Pizzas because our family eats a lot of Jack's Pizzas. You got four kids. It's the easiest thing to throw in at 8:30 at night when people, your kids look at you and they're like, are we going to eat dinner? And you're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you are. Get the frozen pizzas out. Ruler Foods is such a wonderful place to shop and save on your groceries and to really make a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan is back in the room here, and we are – you've been shopping out there. We need to get Ryan a headset, too, if we've got an extra one.
Yeah.
So we can find out what we have discovered if we know so far. And hurry – oh, here comes another. I've got a little more extra cash here.
And
thank you
say,
so much, sir. I appreciate that.
Thank you to Colleen also and Two Men in a Truck. They are really, really awesome for coming out. And I remember that first year I partnered with you guys. We were, like, putting diapers in my car, your car,
to
his car. Like, you, if you were sitting down, you had to sit on diapers to drive, and we drove them back to the station. So I think this has also been a learning lesson for us.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, we need help moving the diapers from Ruler Foods to the diaper bank and things like that. Do you remember that first year when diapers were falling out the car?
Yes, and we had to fill my truck up.
Yes.
And so I have an F-150 with a 6.5-foot bed.
It Listen to him bragging about his truck.
Well, I, you know, for those that know, and I think our target audience knows how big this space is, and we had it filled up front to back, left to right, and all the way up to my tonneau cover so that I couldn't get any more. And actually, whenever I was walking out to look at it, the tonneau cover was bowed up a little bit, and you could see the diapers inside.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
That's the problem that we want to have. So, Ryan, you went into Ruler Foods, and you're going to have to put your microphone down.
Are you working?
I will.
And I've got an extra, like, $30-$40 here also on top of what you've already done. But what have you determined? We had it on the – we watched you shopping a little bit. Are you just going to do some calculations? Or?
Well, that puts us just over $2,000 for the day.
Right. $10, $20,
$35. Which – doing the math here, because there's if we took them off the shelves, they'd be all gone. So we're trying to figure out how to get them out from the back into the front. 285 bags of diapers, like packages of diapers.
That's what we're going to be able
to
do?
How much that is purchasing. That doesn't count any of these that are here.
285
packages of diapers.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. So, and then we have a table full of diapers that is surrounded by boxes of diapers and a huge bin. Good job, St. Louis. You're not done yet, though, because Princess Storm is still here till 5 p.m.
5 o'clock. You still have time to pull up. What time does Ruler Food close?
7? After 5. That's what we know. I think they're open. I know that the Collinsville one is open till 9 o'clock because we often get done with volleyball around 8:45.
Okay.
And we are checking the Collinsville Ruler Foods on the way home. It's been a great show. Ryan, when you were walking through the store, you're a Ruler Food shopper to begin with, but the shelves are stocked out there. There are diapers for people to purchase if they come in here. Is that right?
Yeah, that's why we're doing it the way that we're doing it. Because we could just go in there and wipe out everything right now.
We could buy the store out of diapers.
It would literally be none left.
Well done, 97.1.
Yeah, it's really incredible. So you've gone above and beyond the inventory that they even had today. So
sweet.
Yeah, it's been a tremendous turnout. So thank you to everybody who's come from, 11:30 when we were just setting up?
Yeah.
Up until this moment.
Folks coming in and...
Hot 104.1. Storm's going to take it away in just a few minutes.
The goal on the online donations for Princess Storm's diaper bank drive, she's got a $5,000 cash goal on that online donation up there. So if you can't make it to Ruler Foods, we definitely want to see you here. And we definitely want you to come see Princess Storm until 5 o'clock. But if you want to go online and donate online because you can't make it out, you can do that. We've set a goal for us, and we've got 2 minutes to the dot before we hang it up here and hand it over to Princess Storm. We wanted to get to $1,000 and cover 20% of her online donation. We have $949.71. So we need less than $51 in order to make that goal on top of the $2,000 in cash that we've raised today, on top of the diapers that we're looking at right now that are going to become a fire hazard here pretty soon because there are so many of them. So if you want to donate, if you go to the Annie Fry Show Twitter page, at Annie Fry Show on X, you can go to the YouTube page, the Annie Fry YouTube page as well. In the description of today's broadcast in both of those places, you're going to see the link to donate directly and get us over that $1,000 for Princess Storm to pick up here on Hot 104.1 in just a minute. You guys want to do the YouTube poll before we wrap?
Yeah, I want to hear results.
If how many people in this room right now have felt higher prices? I've definitely felt higher prices. Look at the room. Everybody is raising their hands. We've got about 300 votes on the YouTube poll for today. 284 people have voted, and 95% of you say yes. You definitely feel the higher prices. That's a pretty resounding response. And it's just more proof that if you're feeling it, then the people who are needing to buy these diapers and struggling a little bit, they're feeling it. And your $10 donation will buy a box of diapers, a package of diapers, and it'll make a legit difference. And folks, these stay here in St. Louis. This is a St. Louis neighbor-to-neighbor thing. How much of St. Louis is covered right now by 97.1 FM Talk listeners and Hot 104.1 listeners? Princess Storm and I are sitting here together, and we're making it happen, but only because you guys are out there listening, and you care, and you show up, and you make a difference. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you, everybody here. Princess Storm, thank you for doing
this. Thank you, Annie. I appreciate you and the Fry Guys.
Two Men in a Truck for making it possible, and Ruler Foods. What a team. Thank you for supporting us today. Princess Storm on Hot 104.1 next. Mark Reardon on 97.1.